broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where everybody could be one of the fellas. Oh, no, I think I said the whole thing, huh?
No. There's still more.
Oh, okay.
There's more.
Even the lady fellas.
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
See, that's how you got to do it, man.
Yeah, see?
It sounds sexual.
Yeah.
That
yeah. Damn, man.
He sounds like he just saw some titties,
right?
Yeah, like they just nutted, bro. I'm like, fuck.
Hey, when's the last time you guys seen some titties?
My titties.
I was like,
in the morning when I was showering.
I'm just asking. I mean, 45-year-old men hanging out in a room right now, drinking beer.
Random titties?
Random titties.
Nah, man. It's been.
Yeah.
Been
like
years.
Like in real life? No.
Like in real life. Like, let's say somebody flashing us. How long has it been? Was it Rosarito? Was that the last time?
I think like college.
Oh, my God. That's fucking shameful, bro. That's making me a little sad right now.
I think college or the last time I went to a strip joint with my girl.
Yeah.
But somebody like actually showing them to you, like kind of like, woo.
Like a flashing, yeah.
Yeah, college.
Yeah, probably in my 30s, bro. So like at least 10 years ago.
Man, you know what we got to start? We got to start a movement where women just, you know, the younger ones, because – obviously, the older women are settled down. They're probably married. They probably have kids. So not them. The younger women that have a little bit more freedom to show their titties. On Fridays, while they're listening to our show, on their way to work, they just start honking. And whoever looks over, they flash them. Just the car next to them. It's just that's their good deed for the day.
As long as it's not a cop.
Okay.
It cannot be a cop.
I'm pretty sure they'll appreciate it,
you
though.
You think? Well, what if it's a lady cop?
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Because usually lady cops are lesbians, right?
Could be.
So,
yeah, maybe. Oh, okay. So they might appreciate it.
They might appreciate
it. And you know how we'll know? Because when we wake up, it's going to be like a pileup on the 105 freeway, 110 freeway. Because you know, like guys, when they stare, they just keep staring and they'll just kind of crash.
I'll crash.
Right?
I would crash.
I would want her to do it again. So, yeah, I'll probably
crash. I would like slow down.
You'll try to speed up to catch up to the car, right?
Right.
Yeah. Dude, but what if the cop lady, sticking with the cop lady, like what if she is straight and she has little titties? She's gonna be a hater.
Oh, that's true.
She's gonna be a fucking hater, bro.
Or she'll ask her secret.
You know what I mean? What, there's a secret?
I don't think
what,
so.
What, surgery?
Yeah.
Plastic surgery? I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
But please, if we were to start a movement, this has to be the best movement, right? This will serve the public. Like the people.
The people.
To like a better tomorrow.
You know what? It'll probably make a lot of people happy.
I think so too, bro. Yeah. This is, and that, as the fellas, that's what we're all about. Making people happy.
And you know, I think we need a little happiness in this world.
I know.
Especially with what just happened last week.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of bad things happened last week. Pick one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm, you know, the elephant in the room. Barlow's.
Oh, man.
Barlow's not here today.
We lost the good
one. You know why, right?
We lost the good one.
Wait, we're going to talk about it?
Yeah, we have
to. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, fuck it.
The people.
The people.
They have to know.
They have to know.
Yeah, so listeners, listen up. I guess Barlow's, as you know, he was very anti-Trump and stuff. So when he heard that he won, he just started freaking out. He started freaking out because he heard about the whole massive deportation. So,
right.
You know, that's not good. You know, he's only been, a citizen for, like, 1, 2, 3 hours?
Right.
3 hours.
Well, he was on his probationary period.
Yeah. So he's, like, literally freaking out, man. And he's already, like, buying MAGA hats, shirts to try to blend in. And he's, like, doing – that's why he's not here right today, man.
Is it because he's afraid that they're just going to take it back?
Yeah. That's what he's afraid.
Right. Like, he doesn't know. That's the thing. Like, he doesn't know they're not going to take it back. But he thinks they are, so he refuses to leave his house.
Well, I mean, what good does he serve the community?
He doesn't.
So that's probably
why
he's afraid.
Well, you know what? No, I'm going to take it back. He makes the listeners laugh.
He does.
So that's something.
But he could do that all the way from Salvador if you think about it.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah, we could Skype his ass. That won't really matter much.
It won't matter.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's just a freight, man. They're going to take away his wick, his planned motherhood. What is it? All these benefits that he gets.
Yeah,
man.
All that shit, man. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he should be as paranoid as he is.
I don't think so. I think he's just kind of going overboard.
So is he in hiding, kind of like Jay-Z and Beyonce are right now?
Yeah. It's worse than fucking the P. Diddy thing,
you
scandal.
Know, and ironically, he's not in the closet. That's not where he's hiding, because he's expected to be in the closet.
Right. Yeah.
So obviously he's not going to be
there.
No,
and that place has been raided multiple times. So
that's true.
This is probably the first place they're going to look.
Yeah, so, you know, Bartles, if you're listening, because I know he's listening, because he doesn't do anything else. Come back, man. Come back. We'll protect you.
No, we won't.
Well, they're not offering a ransom yet. I think I'm going to wait.
That's true.
Yeah, because I don't think he knows how to. I mean, he says he knows how to. He used to throw grenades and everything when he was younger. Wow. But I think he lost himself now, man.
That's a perishable skill, right?
He got too busy fucking eating chips and shit. The other boys were throwing grenades. This fool was eating fucking Cheetos and shit.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Did that happen yet?
It's about to happen this Friday.
On Friday.
So today when this,
I think something's going to happen and it's not going to happen.
Oh, don't say that. I've been waiting for this shit for months.
I thought it passed.
I want Mike Tyson to kick the shit out of Jake Paul, bro. Oh, man. I mean, just looking at Mike Tyson train, holy fuck. This dude looks dangerous, man.
No, still.
Still. Yeah. To this day, he can hit hard.
Still fighting to this day. To this day. To this day.
And Jake Paul, he's not a boxer by training.
He's not a boxer, but he got a good, from what I hear, he has a good hit.
Sure.
He has a good hit, and you know, he just need one good. The only thing is Jake Paul just gotta be able to take a hit.
Right.
Because Mike Tyson's going to hit that, you know, he's a boxer. He knows all about techniques. He knows. And he's going to go aggressive. I think he's going to go aggressive, man. I actually want to see it.
But we'll see, man, because like in the infamous words of Mike Tyson, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yeah, in the face.
In the face?
In the face.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Fellas.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
The only way that we can keep society going is by keeping people fucking. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you got to have more babies in the world. You can't have more people dying than babies being born, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
So we have a problem in this country. Kids aren't fucking anymore. People up to 30 years old aren't fucking anymore. Like, they're celibate without wanting to be celibate. They want to go out and fuck. The only problem is they just don't have the skills, bro.
Ah.
And it's a shame because women, they have a short attention span. They have a short fuse when it comes to like allowing men to be in their lives. Like, have you noticed that? Like women, like they want everything, right? Like you said, they want the six figures. They want them to be over 6 feet. They want
6 inches.
6 inches. And that's for the large part of the population, that's not possible.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So at least we can get men to learn how to fuck. Because
hey, I'm not teaching them.
Teach me your ways.
But it's important because you want a woman to come back, right?
Yeah.
So do you guys know, like, if I start talking about these points, because I have a few points here.
Okay.
Of how to please a woman in bed, or how do you know that you pleased your woman in bed? Would you guys be able to identify these?
Let's
go ahead.
Like. Wait, you're not trying to learn here. I'm just trying to see if you can verify it.
We're just taking notes for Bartles.
I want to see if your notes match my notes.
Yeah, that's exactly. What I'm trying to do. Yeah, cross-reference.
All right, the first point is, does she go straight to sleep after you fucked her? If she isn't spent and can't wake up the next day, or her legs don't feel like noodles, yeah, you didn't hit it right.
God damn. Wait, that
make me like my girl gets up and goes to the gym after sex.
Wait, maybe I didn't understand it right. Say it again.
No, I said it right.
So yeah. So if she can't get up,
okay, maybe not the next day, but you know, like if she's walking to the restroom right after sex.
Oh no, that's a problem.
And she doesn't walk all wobbly and shit. Yeah. Her legs are a little.
Yeah, she should be a little shaky.
Yeah.
She's looking like fucking Bambi and shit.
All right. Point number two. She starts acting crazy. It's just something about sex that makes a woman go cuckoo, bro. If she isn't texting you unnecessarily, if she isn't calling you to see where you are and what you're doing, and trying to see your everyday, you know, like day-to-day business, yeah, you didn't hit it right.
That's a toxica, though.
No, that's just a girl that just fucking, like, in her brain, uh-huh. Like, something just switches, bro. Like, there's some kind of chemical that goes off in there that says, like, yeah, this one's a
good,
keeper.
Good dick.
Good dick, yeah. Bro.
So good dick. So if you come with trash dick, the girl's not going to be jealous.
So if your car's not being keyed, tires ain't being
That's something else.
That's something else. That's something else.
That's after you did her wrong already.
Yeah, yeah.
That's if, like, you got good dick and you sharing it with the world. Yeah, then she's gonna start doing
it. So it's like a scale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is just like she gets a little jealous and insecure because she knows. Okay. She knows what she got.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
She doesn't want
to
lose it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We're not advocating for you to share the dick with the world. We'll just stick to that one, bro. You know what I mean?
But wouldn't you want like the whole world to know?
No, Wade. You can't do that, bro. Yeah. That's how AIDS spreads, bro.
That's how AIDS spreads. Just fucking leak out a sex video or something. Man.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, just leak it out. Then you go and share it.
I like your response to that. Yeah. That's pretty good. All right. Point number three. If she starts crying while you are hitting it, that means you just had an emotional, spiritual enlightenment with your dick, bro. You just gave her a spiritual moment, bro.
Dang.
That or an STD.
No.
She's like, it burns.
No, she realized how much time she had been wasting on other dumb fucks that didn't know how to hit it right.
Right.
And how happy she is to have found you. Yeah. If she didn't cry while you were hitting it, you didn't hit it right.
And Mick,
that's a real.
We gotta make sure we put an onion on the side.
Don't mind me. If I get cutting onions and shit.
I'm trying to make some enchiladas later.
You know what? That happened to me once.
What?
Yeah, and then the girl was like, "Bitch, stop crying."
You cried too much, man.
I was like, fuck. No, but she was like that. Like, she was really, like, into it. And yeah. I guess we were, like, connecting and shit. And yeah, she got a little emotional. And I was just like, I got a little scared because I was like, why is she fucking crying? Wow. Yeah. And
that's a real thing.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. And I was just like, man, like, she was that. She felt that fucking connected.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
It's but like, see, Mick, you're a talker, bro. Like, a woman's biggest sex organ. Is their brain. Ah. Yeah. So
you got to fuck them through the ear.
No.
You got to get real close.
Yeah. Hey, come here. I got to tell you something.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
No. Like, you really have to get into their mind, you know, just be able to connect. And McTorious, he's the ultimate.
Oh, yeah, he's a smooth talker, man.
I try to talk to him a little bit. Mm. But they do. They like that shit, man. I think females work like that. You know, you turn on their fucking brain and then the rest will follow, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, bro. Their pussy be tingling.
Put it on autopilot. Yeah.
Put it on autopilot.
You know what? And it's true. There's some people that just have a way with words, you know. And I'm not just saying just with women, but just like. Just overall, like, there's some people that you talk to, and, wow, you, like, really pay attention to them. So that, I mean, you know, I think that's, like, a gift and shit, where you could just talk to somebody, and then they just start.
Right. They kind of captivate you.
Yeah, I think a lot of, like, those pimps, you know, use that, like, swag, that, like, talk, that, like, make you feel, you know, that you're special. You know?
Well, it's psychology, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is.
And
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
we don't even know that we know what we know. But if you know a little bit about human psychology, you can fuck with women endlessly. Yeah. And you could just get into their brain and see what they like and kind of make them feel good and give them that sense of like sensual pleasure, you know, without even touching them.
Yeah. Right. I mean, look at all those people that said, like, you know, this guy was like with all these women and they didn't even know until like way later and stuff like that. Cause you know, they just got that personality that like talk and stuff, man. So,
hey man, looking back.
Yeah.
If we go back to like all the brothers that we know, that the ugly fucks.
Yeah.
Like, and we have a lot of ugly brothers, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got with some hot looking women back in those days. And
it's called papers.
No, one of them gave a girl papers.
That was the ugliest one too.
Oh shit. Yeah,
there's a brother from like way over there.
Oh, okay.
I'll bleep it out. Yeah, but
oh shit.
They call him.
Yeah.
Oh shit. That girl was cute.
She was good looking.
Yeah,
bro.
I remember her.
And she seemed really nice, and she just seemed like that. She had that I don't know, that Mexican, like, I don't know what to call it.
That, like, what is it?
I need papers. Attitude.
No, who was it? Salma Hayek.
Yeah, she had the Salma Hayek look, bro.
Yeah, and we saw, you know, our bro and stuff. We're like, no shit. We were puzzled, man. The first time we saw it, we're like, no shit. Until, like, we found out why.
Yeah. But I think he's still with her to this day.
Yeah.
So, really?
So you never know. He might have had that, you know, that verbal. What is that? They call it something in Spanish, right?
El verbo.
Yeah.
They say the saying is verbo mata carita.
There you go. Yeah. That's what it means.
So it's like man, it's like I'm not that cute, but man, I can spit it out.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, there's some people out there that, like, you know, they're not all that, but somehow, you know, like I said, like, they have a big dick, or they're rich, or they just have that charisma that just kind of.
Yeah, I was thinking about this stupid thing on Instagram. It was this dude that was kind of crippled. He was walking like kind of with a limp and shit, and it was in Spanish. And then it's this hot girl, right? And he's like, "Ay, mamacita," and she's like, and then the girl's like, "Cojo feo," and he's like, "Ay, mami, yo te enseño." He said, no importa, pero yo te enseño or some shit, man. But that shit was fucking funny because the girl was insulting him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hilarious. But no, but that's the thing. Like, some people, I don't know, even ugly people, man. They if they got game or they have some sense of humor, man, you land a hot fucking chick, bro. Like,
for real.
Yeah, I've seen that shit plenty of times where I'm like, what the fuck?
Back to your list. What else do you have in your list?
No, that's it.
That was all we had, man. That was a pretty good list.
Yeah.
No, I think the one that you were saying about the where you have to have them walking a little funny, yeah, that shows that they, you know what I mean? They put a couple of orgasms out.
Well, I'm saying is if that's not your goal, you need to go reevaluate what you're doing in the sack. You know what I mean? Because what is the point of you, you know, trying to romance your girl and trying to fucking, you know, finesse your way in? Because women aren't like us. Women don't really crave sex as much as we do. Like, they don't seek it out as much as we do. We do, like, it's in their brain and they can think about it, and that could be enough for them, right?
Yeah.
But we need the physical, bro. We need to be able to get in there and get that validation that the women still want us. You know what I mean? And then we could still perform to, like, the level of, you know, whatever we think we can perform. And if you're just in there, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and then just, and you're out, and she's just left kind of like, ah, fuck, you know.
Go straight to the gym after, right? So it has all this energy. Like, damn, I think he gave me more energy.
Right. Shit. They got like a fucking protein shake, bro.
Because eventually she's going to get tired of this shit, right?
Right.
She's going to be like, man, I got to get mine too.
Yeah.
You know, like, and where's she going to get it? She's either going to get it from some batteries, or from fucking romance novel, or fucking, I don't know, 50 Shades of Grey, or she's going to just seek it out elsewhere. So, like, it's your choice whether you fucking pay attention to her and her needs and are able to just, you know, make that your goal.
Right.
To get better and better in bed. You know, like, just figure it out. You know, like, do what she likes, figure out what turns her on, and then you're able to bring her to climax every fucking time.
Yeah, because you can only be selfish for so long before she gets over it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, at some point, like you said, she's going to be like, dude, what the fuck? Like, because a guy's going to come regardless. You know what I mean? Right. Like, we're going to fucking nut and be like, all right, cool. But for them, it doesn't happen all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and our goal should be to make it happen for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To make it happen for them, like whether we take care of them first, mm-hmm. and then we go and we get our nut. You know what I mean? Like,
and every woman is different, right?
Yeah.
Like some women want to be like caressed, gentle.
Foreplay.
Yeah, foreplay is a must for sure. But some women like to be fucking grabbed, hair pulled, yeah. slapped.
Kicked.
Spit on.
He said kicked.
Body slams.
Kicked. What the fuck?
The DDT.
Hey, suplex.
The suplex.
There are a lot of women wrestlers nowadays. I watched the fucking Glow
top,
wrestling.
Top rope, everything, man.
All that shit.
It's a $1 million dream.
Yeah.
Choke. Man, you know, there's some women that are kinky as fuck. So yeah. We can't discount that.
Yeah, I mean, you see it all. I mean, what was it like? There's some guys that like to get hit in the nuts.
What the?
Like, kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, that
right?
Shit is wild.
I can't
fuck?
Even fathom that, dude. Yeah. Like, shit.
Man.
Yeah, like, I remember I had seen one time, like, some dude had put, like, he did, like, that batwing shit with his nuts,
mm-hmm.
and the girl was, like, stepping on his fucking nuts.
With a stiletto.
No, with her foot.
Oh, with a foot.
Yeah, but.
It was still, like, his nuts.
Yeah, and I was just like, what the fuck? And the guy was in pain, but he was getting off on it.
But it's crazy. Like, how do you get to that point where you like, asking the girl, like, hey, kick me in my nuts?
I think you get to that point once you get desensitized to a lot of shit.
But get hit? That's pain.
What's the word? Masochist?
Yeah.
Like some people are like fucking masochists and shit where it's like they thrive off of that shit. You know, like some girls, I'm sure they like to get choked and slapped and, you know, like, and it turns them on.
Well, just talking about them getting slapped in the ass, right? A lot of women love getting their ass smacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to women, pain is almost in the same realm as pleasure when you're having sex. Right.
So why they always call the cops?
it's because you're not. You need to be having sex in order to do
cops,
that
man.
Shit.
You gotta be having sex. No, you gotta be having sex.
You can't just randomly go up to a girl and slap her. You like that? You like that?
Yes, in the moment of the sexual throws. If you smack them in the ass, the harder the better for them.
But, you know, now you got to be careful, man, because, you know, like, all that happens, mm-hmm. and then, you know, of course they're going to get bruised because of sex and everything, but the girls could, like, take pictures and later use it on you.
Can you bruise an ass, though?
Yeah,
if you punch it.
Don't punch it.
No, if you do an open palm, you cup.
And you cup.
Yeah. If it turns red.
It'll get red.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll bruise.
But I think it does get.
You think it'll bruise?
Maybe on the side, like where there's more muscle. But if it's just fat, which the ass is mostly fat, right? Yeah. If you really hit the ass part, there is no bruising.
There shouldn't be.
Unless she works out a lot, you know.
Unless she's flat.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there is no fat.
Right.
Yeah, because that's why you gotta cup your hand. You gotta, and it adds for the sound. It's like, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
Another place you don't bruise is your stomach. I don't know if you knew that.
Really?
Right.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Is that because all the fat?
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole butt thing. I know about that part. I don't think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever experienced like you're fucking bruised and shit. Yeah.
No, high up, like maybe we're closer to the hip bone. That's where you can bruise somebody. But like on the
where
ass,
it's all fat.
There's no way you can bruise them.
So remember, guys, no evidence.
No evidence. It's an open palm slap.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that's good advice, Jerky.
I think so too.
I'm glad. I hope you bring some more of these.
Well, what I'm trying to do is trying to make boys into men. You know,
boys to men.
Yeah.
It's not that there's a group.
I know there's
like
not. No. There's not a boy band out there.
Of course not. No. I just made that up. I should make a logo off of this shit.
Yeah.
With two Roman numeral twos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boys two. Man, yes.
Yeah.
That'll be fucking awesome. Amazing. Yeah. Good idea, man.
Yeah.
Make a fucking
and you know what? We should get some four black guys to make music.
What better way to send our message four musical black guys.
Yeah.
That would be fucking amazing.
We're on to something.
You know what I mean? This would be fucking awesome. You know what? We're starting a revolution.
You know what?
You guys are insane.
I'm learning so much right now, man.
I am too.
Damn. I'm enlightened. And you know what I like? I like the fact that my notes matched Jericho's notes.
See?
Right?
Same.
Yours did too,
same.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Same.
Even though we used our eraser a lot of times, but it was just kind of, you know, just putting parentheses and stuff. Yeah.
Hey, this is Pox.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I got a listener question, man. So, all right, one of the fellas.
What?
What?
Yeah. We got listeners?
We got at least one.
All right.
This motherfucker wrote in. So he's a 28-year-old male, and he's been dating this 25-year-old female for 2 years, right? They've been dating for 2 years, and he really wants to get married to this girl. Mm-hmm. He's really in love with her, and you know, and he feels that she's the one. So they've talked about it, but she refuses to get married until she's done paying her student loans, which I think is kind of cool. You know what I mean? And so she owes about $25,000. And for some reason, this fool is like, he's itching to fucking marry her. And so he's even contemplating fucking paying off her loan so that they can get married. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I go, that makes no sense, but whatever. And so she's entertaining it. The girl is entertaining it. She's like, oh, well, I guess, maybe.
If you pay off my loan.
If you pay off my loan.
Ah.
And so he brought it up kind of, but she kind of went for it. So his question to us is like, if we think that's a good idea.
He's asking this question.
He's asking the question. Because he's the one that's motivated to get married. He
so
wants
he's
to get
asking,
married.
Should I pay off her loan
so that we can get married?
What's the rush?
He just wants to show her that he can take it to the next level.
Okay. And he's able to pay off the $25,000 loan. And he's able to give her a wedding, whatever that may be. I don't know. $20,000 is usually about...
I don't know. No, it's
maybe 25.
That's just it's
inflation. 30, there, Jerry. Yeah. 30, now we're looking at about 35 to 50.
Like that's just like starting off.
Wow.
You go like to 60, man.
Okay, 60.
Yeah.
Okay, who's getting married here? Fucking the princess of New
York, right? They're stopping all the streets.
Holy shit.
So safe to say that he's able to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, my question would be, so if he pays it, should he expect her to pay him back?
No, because they're married.
Yeah.
Because at that point, they're married.
Yeah. But let me go back a little bit, right?
Yeah.
She's not pushing for her loan to be paid off.
No. She was just kind of like, because he brought it up, and she's like, kind of, well, I guess, well, if you really want to.
Is she using this as an excuse to hold off the wedding?
That's what I think.
That's what I think, man.
Because if you want to get married to a person, you're going to get married. Mm-hmm. No matter what, you know. And then, you know, if he's going to pay it off, might as well pay it off when they're married. Mm-hmm. At least he knows that she's committed.
Because if this is genuine,
that
she wants to pay it off first, then she's one of those people that is really thoughtful and saying, like, you know, I want to go into this marriage without any debt.
Right.
And I want to be able to just get on my feet and just be able to see if I can do it on my own.
And I was on board with that.
I was on board with that, too.
Yeah.
But if this is just an excuse, then maybe he shouldn't be paying off this.
She's like paid like the minimum payment.
And she's still buying more stuff.
She's taking more classes.
Yeah. Oh. I'm doing my master's, baby. So how long did she say how long they've been together?
2 years.
2 years.
They've only been together 2 years.
Bro, you know how much it took me to pay off? I think it was $18,000 worth of loans.
Uh-huh.
7 years. So is she going to wait 7 years to pay off this fucking loan?
Well, and that's the thing. Like for him, my question, I don't know what the fucking rush is. Like. And he said because he wants to show her that he's ready to take it to the next level. But is she really even asking to take it to the next level? You know, maybe she's cool where she's at.
Yeah. Right. Or maybe, like, she's, like, real hot and, like, has all this stuff going for her and he wants to lock it down. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's all like, shit, I better lock it down before somebody comes and, like, takes her, you know, takes her away.
You know what? That's a good fucking question that I should have asked. I should have asked what is... what's her career? Like, what is she getting into?
Yeah, maybe she's, like, going to be, you know, some fucking, I don't know.
Don't let her be a nurse.
No, no, no.
Don't let her be a nurse.
Man, they're cheaters.
Like a fucking.
Nurses love doctors, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like, he's going to be, like, a crazy-ass lawyer or attorney or, you know, something, like, higher up.
Yeah.
Where, you know, just, like, I better, you know, lock it down.
Oh, right, so now he was trying to lock it down.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I could see why he's so desperate.
Okay,
because if he's going to pay, like, how much was it?
$25,000
to get her married, to be married. So he's just going to be paying for a wife.
So at that point, that's like an investment.
Right.
That's an investment. That's $25,000. I wonder what the return on investment's going to be.
Well, it depends. If she might just dump his ass after it's paid.
Imagine.
See, that's my problem. If she's just trying to hold off the wedding, she's going to dump him after they're married and probably take half his shit, too.
There needs to be a contract.
Yeah.
There needs to be a fucking, like, a prenup. Mm-hmm. There needs to be some kind of fucking prenup. And then, but the thing is, if she starts making more money than him, like, if she gets a kick-ass, like, gets into a kick-ass career, then she may have to pay him.
Not if they have a prenup.
Ah, you're right.
It doesn't go both ways, bro.
Damn.
And you know what? Like, sometimes, like when you're a doctor, you could go and you could work for some, like, hospitals that have a payment to forgiveness loan.
Oh, true.
And then
true.
She'll just, you know, so maybe she's like, well, you know, I'm going to be a doctor and then I'll pay it off and, you know, kind of.
Right.
So, but he's trying to, like, lock it down. But, I mean, that's what I think.
But let's be honest. When you become a doctor, we're talking about $150,000 worth of loans.
Yeah, not no $25,000.
Hell no.
Yeah, but I mean, that's probably just to start off.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe.
So.
But she's 28, right?
Yeah, yeah, she's young.
Shouldn't she have her fucking loan paid
off
by now?
No, she's 25.
Oh, she's 20. He's 28.
He's 28.
Oh, okay, he's 28. Yeah. All right. At 25, I still owe it on my loan. I think I paid it off when I was 29.
Before 30.
Yeah. Before 30, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I think him paying off the loan is a mistake. You know, like, what's the fucking rush?
I honestly think if he wants to marry her and she wants to marry him, I don't think that loan has anything to do with getting married. Like, love shall prevail, meaning she can keep paying it as the years go along while they're married. It doesn't need to be paid off to get married. Because yeah, that shit is not going away. That does not become his loan, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, because it's a federal loan.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, you know, the way you stated it, I think it just has to be more than just the loan for her. Mm-hmm. I think she's probably not sure about him, you know, and she probably doesn't want to bring it up like that, because if not, it's going to be like a big argument or whatever. You know, so I will say for him to kind of reevaluate his relationship with her. And, you know, just talk it over and just take it slow and stuff. Because at the end of the day, he's probably going to be the one that's be getting fucked. Mm. So, yeah. So, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, did we answer it?
I think so.
You think he'll be happy?
No. Because he wants to fucking pay your loan.
Well, I mean, if he feels so strong about it, who are we to fucking stand in his way? And so, he's just going to, I mean, some people just have to learn the hard way and stuff. So,
I mean, it sounds like if he can pay her loan now, he could pay her loan later, too.
Right.
So just, you know, they shouldn't have to worry about having this paid off before they get married.
Yeah, so maybe you can update us in fucking 2 years when you're single and shit.
Oh, come on.
And you're out $25,000.
And you're out
$25,000. Listen to me.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, man?
What's one song every Latino should know?
This is for La Raza.
Oh!
Yeah. La Raza. Yeah. La Raza. That's what it's called, La Raza.
Yeah. Dude, that's perfect, man.
Kid Frost. Yeah.
Kid Frost.
Remember when that song came out?
Hell yeah, I did.
That was the neighborhood anthem, bro.
Yeah, man.
You know the first time I ever heard it? I was rolling down my block, which is like, it was dominated by black gangs.
Yeah, yeah, same here.
And a black gang was playing that.
Oh, really?
And I was like,
really?
I heard it, and I was like, that sounds dope. And then I realized, shit, this is a Mexican singing this shit. And black people love this fucking song.
Really?
Yeah, that was the first time I ever heard it. Was the black people was bumping in their fucking system.
But it doesn't make sense.
That's it does some not.
Because this is for la raza.
Yeah, well, they didn't know what the fuck
Well, maybe
it meant.
Maybe they meant what raza.
But yeah, it was that good that even black people were playing it. It was fucking awesome.
That was just a dope beat, man. I think
the whole thing was just kind of like, you know, it was the first time I actually like could relate to the actual song and shit. So, you know, because I think back then also was Malamed Ace.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
There's all these like songs, but then the Raza was more of like a prideful song.
Right, yeah, because Mentirosa was a fucking joke.
Yeah, like this is our shit. This is like, you know, it's a dope song. I mean, no disrespect to like other races. You know, just like African Americans got their own songs. White people got Vanilla Ice, you know, Ice Ice Baby and stuff. But La Raza was like, you know, for us and shit.
Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Damn, he went old school.
Yeah, like, all right, stop.
Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, when you heard La Raza, it was like very, like, cultural, yeah. Very, like, prideful. You know, that's when all those Brown Pride shirts started coming out, sweaters and stuff. You know, because, I mean, for a long time, I mean, especially, like, growing up in the hood, like Jerky said, you know, I also grew up a lot around, like, a lot of African-Americans and stuff. And, you know, they were always wear their prideful gear, like crisscross on colors, you know, FUBU. They had all this, like merchandise and stuff like that.
At the time, weren't they also wearing, like, the African?
The Malcolm X one.
The medallion. They had a medallion with Africa on it.
With the leather one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then even shirts with the colors, which was red, yellow, and green.
Yeah, the African flag and
the
stuff.
African, like, they were just, like, it was just a big movement in the early 90s.
Hell yeah.
Late 80s, early 90s, just a lot of Africa stuff going on.
Yeah.
And you would see it all the time and everything. And I'm pretty sure, you know, they were also going through the struggle and everything. So that's why they were like, but when Raza came out, you know, this is for Raza, you know, then you're like, oh shit, we got our shit here, you know. And, you know, I mean, that just kind of paved the way also, like, for a lot of people to be like, you know, like, we should get in this shit too.
Yeah. No, it was different. It was a different vibe for sure, man. I think it did. It changed it. And I think because a lot of, like, my friends, everybody, man, everybody had, like, it was almost like you carried, like, a little chip on your shoulder for some reason, right? It's like, oh, hell yeah. Like, this
we're
is
on the
shit.
Map.
Yeah,
like, this is the shit right here.
I used to carry the tape.
And what came first, Cypress Hill or La Raza or Kid Frost? Was it Kid Frost? I think it's Kid Frost.
Yeah, I think Kid Frost came.
Kid Frost?
I think Cypress Hill was out there, but they didn't really get that crazy hit until you know,
until
La Raza.
After La Raza.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
So,
listen, I was very lucky that I got to see Kid Frost, like, in on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he was literally probably, like, 15 feet away. Like, I was in the front row of this thing called the Freestyle Festival in Long Beach a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
And, dude, I might have came away with, like, hearing loss because I was so damn close to the speakers. But this dude literally was like 15 feet away.
He was like singing to you.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
he was saying, this is for Jericho. Dun, 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 dun.
The dude is old as fuck, and he's still fucking bumping, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, you can't deny, like, you know, how great he is and stuff like that. And it kind of like how he kind of, like Mick said, you know, you kind of carry yourself, you know, with a chip and kind of like, you know, that was your song and stuff. And, you know, every time you kind of was down or something like that, you put that song and just the beat, man, just starting it and then with the saxophone. And then, you know, then you saw the video, you're like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So definitely like very, you know, and it was like, you know, for, you know, Mexicans and stuff, it was very, you know, and I think it came, at least with me, at least it came in a time where, you know, it was, I would hear a lot of rap, you know, but it was African American rap and everything. So when that song came out, it was like, you really identify yourself and stuff like that, like everything. So,
dude, that same day that I saw Kid Frost, we had just got into the Freestyle Festival and Melomane Ace was on.
Oh,
and he was singing. Guess what?
Mentirosa.
How to be Mentirosa,
dude? As soon as we're walking into the fucking concert, he's singing Mentirosa. I was like, dude, this is the best shit I've ever seen. And I wasn't even that far because it was a small concert, but it just felt like I gotta get up there. I gotta fucking. So we fought our way as close as we could to the stage. It was fucking awesome, man. Like, seeing, I don't care if we saw them in 92, Or no, I'm sorry. We saw them in 2001, 2002 or something. Mm-hmm. Remember when we saw Mellow Men Ace up there at the Cypress Hill Smokeout?
Yeah.
But seeing it as an older person,
you appreciate it more.
Yeah, you do, man.
You appreciate it. Yeah.
You feel special.
You know, you appreciate all those good songs. And I think back then we just kind of took it for granted and everything.
Yeah.
But now you hear it. Like, the other song is also like Lighter Shade of Brown.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Lighting Activity. Yeah, and they start rapping in Spanish and stuff. And you're like, hell yeah. You know, so, you know, just freestyle in general. Yeah, it's like.
Because what was the other one? Sunday Afternoon?
Sunday Afternoon.
That was a jam, too. Yeah.
Dude, they put Huggy Boy on that fucking.
This is Huggy Boy.
Yeah,
so all of those, man, like, even you know, when I'm, like, down or just, like, you know, just want to get a pick-me-up and stuff, those are the songs I go to, man.
Yeah, like, even, well, now I'm not really into, it's just, I haven't given it too much of a chance, but I'm not really into, like, Latino rap and shit. Like, it's just, I just haven't gotten into it, but back then in the fucking 90s, like, I remember that shit, like, you know, like, those were the jams that would make you feel good, like. It was like it was different, man.
And I don't know if you guys knew, but freestyle was a mostly Latino genre, and it was just it sounded so different. It was a lot of electronic sounds.
Yeah,
but it was mostly Latinas and Latinos.
Oh shit!
Like Lisa is fucking Latina. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, what's that other
Stevie
chick?
B?
Latino. Yeah. Like everyone was in that genre was Latino, but they didn't really. Kind of, they didn't let us know as much as we should have known, but we didn't know. We just thought that it was good music.
Yeah, and then you know when we went to go see freestyle, mm-hmm. What was it? The Hollywood Bowl?
No, the Greek Theater.
The Greek Theater. Yeah, we went to a Greek Theater. We saw and we saw all those like, you know, bands and artists, man. And you look all around, it was all Latinos, man. All Latinos. Yeah.
Beautiful, bro.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Like everybody was just cool, just dancing. Everybody. Man, you see people, like, older people just getting up and dancing because, you know, I think, like, music in general is just so powerful, man. Like, and it takes you back to a place where, you know, you know, kind of remember things and takes you to that good place.
Yeah. So now you can go to, like, the Santa Fe fucking swap.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're right, though.
I've seen that a lot.
Yeah. You're right, though.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome, bro.
I haven't been, but I always see it.
You know,
online.
We used to go when before it was all like on social media and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to go. But there was other. Now they kind of because of the whole cholo scene or whatever, you know.
Right.
Like, but back then they used to have cover bands. We saw a Sublime there, you know, cover band for Sublime. They had like a bunch of cover bands. And yeah, they would do like freestyle and stuff like that. But, you know, just recently because of like social media and everything, now they just mostly play, you know, all those songs and stuff.
But that Santa Fe Spring Swap Meet is a legit concert spot. Their fucking sound system is amazing, bro.
Nice.
So
you never been to that place at all?
No, I've never been.
It's awesome, bro. For the price, it's fucking awesome.
And you can fucking get like beer and drinks and just they have tables there. Kind of look like a cafeteria though.
It kind of does. Like it kind of looks like a prison yard, bro.
Yeah, damn. For real, man. I'm all like posted, looking at people, like making sure nobody creeps up and shit.
Man, I just know that them cholas, the old cholas, look kind of hot, bro.
Yes, they do.
No,
bro.
They're still like fucking getting their boogie on and
with
shit.
With Aquanet and shit.
Hell yeah.
You know, he just if somebody really wants to do some harm, they'll just take a fucking blowtorch. All those Aquanets will go on flame, dude.
You know when they ask where all the cholos go? They're all at the Santa Fe Spring Swap Meet.
I wonder if there's like some kind of like ceasefire while you're there.
There is.
There has
That's
to be.
That's a neutral
right?
spot.
Shit.
It's got to be, bro. Because there's
it
so many
is
fucking
like a safe zone and shit. Because the thing is that I think, at least the older, you know, the old veteranos and stuff that they still, you know, kind of hold that like when you're with your family.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, there's no like drama or anything like that. You take it outside or whatever, you know. But, you know, so I think that's kind of like. There, you know, everybody's kind of like with their families and stuff, old G's and, you know, and everybody. And the young cats, I think they also kind of know, like, not to fuck around in that area and stuff. So, I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I think the ones that it does happen, then they'll get checked real quick.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything happen there.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that when people can just go have a good time and shit, man. Like, it's... Like, too much, all that fucking drama. Like I remember I used to love fucking going to Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And then over in Torrance, and then it became, like, fucking consumed with cholos and shit. Like
cholos and just knuckleheads and shit,
yeah, people,
man,
just fucking fighting, bro.
And because that wasn't a safe space, bro.
No, it wasn't. Hell no. It wasn't. Those were those knuckleheads that I'm telling you, that wouldn't go, you know, to Santa Fe because, they'll get regular there. Yeah. But, you know, the whole, what is it, Oktoberfest? When it just started, man, that shit was fun, dude. Everybody would get shit-faced, and you would take care of your friends and stuff. You know, you'll bump into somebody, and they'll be like, they'll laugh, too, and they're kind of like, and they'll kind of help you up.
Yeah.
Now it's all, like, you bump somebody, and they're already kind of beating you up or trying to, like, fight and shit. Fuck that.
Man, I heard one of the good memories from Oktoberfest. There was a couple fucking in the porta-potty, and then there was a bunch of people rocking the fucking porta.
They were helping, bro.
It wasn't soaking.
It's called soaking.
They were fucking soaking. I just remember I was fucking dying because you knew they were fucking, and it was just like fucking five people just rocking this shit.
And I don't blame them, man, because those lines were long, man. Yeah, so yeah. They were holding up that stall.
They said, get out.
Yeah. Hey, I really thought you guys were going to say La Chona.
La Chona?
Bro.
La Chona is a good
one. If you're Latino and you don't know La Chona, are you Latino? I don't think so.
Because even my daughters know La Chona.
Hell yeah, bro. Listen. La Chona. People would go to the Olympics in Russia. People would go to the Olympics in...
there's that guy in social media, right?
Yeah.
That carries that speaker.
And they play La Chona, everybody starts dancing, bro. Like, it'll just bring Mexicans from all over because it's like kind of like a beacon, like a fucking call. Like, you know what I mean?
Everybody answers with their dance.
Yes. That's like, Chona is one of those fucking songs that just brings everybody together. Man.
Yeah.
I don't care how old it is. Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
Nah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
La Chona. La Puerta Negra.
Oh, I was going to say that right now.
Say that?
How about La Puerta Negra?
La Puerta Negra.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's another good one.
Tragos Amargos. That's got to be another one. But Puerta Negra is one of those songs where, like, if you listen to the words, bro, like, that's... It's just one of those things where, like, it just brings heartache to your life. You know what I mean? Puerta Negra, dude.
You know what the Vicente Volver Volver?
Oh, yeah.
That one's, iconic, man. Yeah.
Or El Rey.
El Rey.
If you don't know El Rey.
Well, you know what? A lot of mostly Vicente songs, mm-hmm. they're played, a lot. And I think everybody should, know that.
Yeah.
Man, you be seeing all these comedians. You know, they always talk about their Mexican neighbors, and they always sing that song. And, you know, El Rey and stuff like that.
Or Volver,
you know,
Volver. Yeah.
And all those, man, these motherfuckers could be playing all these songs, Volver, Volver, and all stuff, and they kind of be clowning and stuff. Yeah. But that's because they heard it so much.
Right.
And then a lot of them laugh and stuff because they know it's true. So
Those are all the iconic songs, bro. And, I think his songs in general are, a big staple for our culture and stuff like that. I think La Chona, going back to La Chona, I think that's a song that you can play
anywhere.
And I think everybody will appreciate it. Like, even just the beat. Uh-huh. Like, I could see people from different ethnicities actually trying to dance to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because Volver, Volver, you can't really dance to that. You can just cry to it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a drinking song, man. Yeah. There's some songs that are just straight drinking.
Yeah. But nah, La Chona... Yeah, people can get down to that.
They'll get up and dance, start dancing and stuff. So.
Yeah.
This is Jules.
And Pierre.
From the What Can Go Wrong podcast, you are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I got a question for you guys.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Just remembering and seeing people out, I kind of have a thing about men pushing baby strollers.
Why is that?
What do you mean?
I feel, is it gay if you push a baby stroller? Like, having your wife just right there. Like, she's right next to you. And you're the one pushing the baby stroller?
Nah, man. I don't think it's gay. It's your kid. It's just another form of transportation. What makes it gay? Is it maybe if the stroller is, really... gayish?
Or maybe if you're wearing a rainbow shirt or something.
Or you're matching the damn stroller or something like that.
Or you're wearing jorts.
I think jorts would kind of put it over the top.
I think I have I don't know, because I like to go to Knott's Berry Farm, right?
Yeah.
And I see a woman, she's capable.
Yeah.
But I see like these very, very and feminine men pushing a baby stroller. And I'm like, just pick up your fucking kid and walk with your kid. You know what I mean? Because the kid's awake.
But what about you got a heavy ass baby?
Then you that's why you need to fucking lift weights. You know what I mean? You shouldn't. I mean, like, just I don't know. It just looks a little funny to me. But that's just me because I don't have kids.
You know, yeah, I don't have kids either. But
you know what? Look, I pushed the baby stroller. I'll admit it.
You did.
I do not. I do not wear jorts.
Okay, good. That's the first. That's a good move.
That's a start.
That's a start.
But you know. But no, the kids. Look, yeah, like you can carry the kid, but the kid gets tired. Like the kid doesn't. He starts squirming around. Wants to get on the fucking ground. And then starts running around, fucking possibly getting lost, fucking grabbing shit. You know what I mean? And I'm one of those people that refuses to put a leash on my kid. I've always talked shit about people who do that shit.
One of my nephews was on the leash for a while.
Really? That bad?
Because he would like run away. Like he was just hyper. Like he would see something, he'll just run.
Which one? Middle one?
The middle one.
Oh yeah. It's always the middle one, bro.
Because he was just so hyper, like something interests in him and he'll just take off.
And just dart.
Yeah. And we'll pull him and then after a while he's like, okay, I can't be running out like that and stuff. We try to like hold him, but it's just he was just so like
they need Caesar Milan, bro.
Yeah, for real. Hit him in the ribs and shit.
So I was watching the World Series like celebration, yeah. Right? And in there were a lot of kids running around the freaking infield.
Yeah.
And I thought about, like, what if you get a handle for the kid? Like, it's tethered around their waist, but it goes, like, above their neck, like, behind their shirt. Like, so when you grab them, you don't have to grab the whole kid. You just grab the handle above their neck. Is that
that's you're talking about dogs, right?
No, I'm talking about
like how they grab the dogs by the neck.
Yes, like when I have my dogs and I put a what do you call it? One of those
a vest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like one of those things. I think I forget what they're called, but they have a little handle on them and it's easier to grab.
A harness.
Yes. Yeah. So what if we make harnesses for kids, and instead like that way you can grab them easier. You don't have to get a leash. And dehumanize the kid that bad. But just make a harness for them.
Okay, so a harness with a fucking...
You dehumanize them a little bit. You know what I mean?
But you know, these kids are quick, Jerry.
I understand.
So by the time you notice, he's going to be out of your reach.
I know, but look, they're going to try to juke you, right? Like in football. But like once they juke you and you grab the harness... The little handle, they can't get away from you. It's easier to grab. Bro.
I don't know, Jerky. I got bad ankles, man. I'd probably be like, fuck.
Like, this is going to be easy.
He fucking broke my ankles. Yeah, but no, and see, all that to say that's the reason why, like, usually, like, I'll keep my daughter in the stroller.
In the stroller.
Because she's contained. It's mm-hmm. It's a little more respectable.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But let's go back to the harness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
If she has a harness on.
Yes.
Okay. You can grab her by the harness and pick her up, and then she's in your arms, and she's squirming, and she falls. You grab her by the harness again, and she doesn't fall. So that's...
Right.
Why don't we just...
And that's
that?
Not inhumane.
No, it's not. It's just a little bit. A little dehumanizing.
I'd rather go with the leash, man. Like, get your ass over here.
But... That's what you're worried about is getting tired and putting her down into.
Well, and the thing is, well, for me, it's not a tired thing. It's about her getting like she gets frustrated because she wants to walk.
Yeah.
So she wants to walk. If I'm carrying her, she wants to walk. She wants to grab shit. Mm-hmm. She wants to do her own shit. You know what I mean? And at that point, if she's in the fucking stroller, she can be like. Kind of want to do that shit, but she knows she's not going to go anywhere.
But can we talk about this?
Yes.
You're 6'9".
Yes.
And the stroller is like really low.
Oh, my God. It's fucking, it's a terror on my back.
You look really funny pushing that thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he pushes it with his penis.
I know. It's like, hold on.
The elephant trunks.
Why don't you just have your wife push the stroller?
Most of the time she does.
Yes, okay.
Most of the time she does. Sometimes it depends. Like if she's carrying the backpack for whatever reason, I'll push it. But most of the times I have the backpack.
Okay. See, there you go. Yeah. See, your job should be the backpack and your wife has to push the stroller.
Push the stroller.
You know which ones I think is like gay and stuff? Mm. Is those guys that put on like that like kind of harness that has the boobs to for the kid could like, you know, kind of pretending like they have boobs.
Oh my god.
And the baby usually latches on.
Wait, that exists?
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah, they have that.
Oh shit, wow. I thought that was only in that movie.
No, they have those and stuff.
What the fuck? Yeah.
See, that I would never do, man.
What is this? We're coming to?
That's wild. You know, one time, the only thing that I did kind of remotely close to that was one time I put on one of my wife's shirts because of the scent. Because I heard the baby, I was having a hard time putting the baby to sleep. Which maybe I didn't even have to put it on.
You just put it.
I just put it on. I picked the girliest shirt,
the tightest pinkest shirt,
the Selena shirt.
Yeah. No, but that shit worked, man. It tricked the baby,
man.
You know, but yeah, but I wouldn't do the boob thing. That's
hey, make me like then I kind of wore it when I fed her, when I take her to school. Like, just give her the scent.
You're like, this is my shirt now.
We would go eat at a restaurant.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, I didn't know that shit existed, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a lot of men that wants to like play the female role. Mm-hmm. So then,
and there's breast milk in the sling, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of
a little
like
weird. But
so instead of giving them a bottle and stuff.
I just give her the bottle, bro.
Hey, and what's up with all these like grown ass kids? What is it still doing? Breastfeeding?
Oh no, I fully support that.
He's just trying to look at the titty.
Yeah, I'm just trying to watch the videos, bro. That is a good thing, bro. I don't know if you've seen on Instagram, but there are videos that are put on by these women that are breastfeeding, and sometimes
you don't find it weird.
Why would I find it weird?
It's not weird at all,
not
bro.
Not weird at all, bro.
You got it.
It's beautiful.
I think Shomar probably he's probably still watching the National Geographic shit that you were watching. Like, I remember when we first had the conversation, you weren't here, but
oh my god,
and Jerky and me and Bartles were like, yeah, you know, there's this fucking new trend. Jerky's like, fuck, it's fucking terrible.
Bro,
it's terrible.
I was on the starter account. You just have to upgrade.
You got to pay the premium.
To pay the premium ones, bro.
I'm like, man, you're looking at the one with the pendulum titties and shit, man.
It's all like, it's powder milk.
Yeah, man.
It was very disturbing, bro.
Nah, man. And then I think we started forwarding him some, and then it changed his,
his algorithm.
Perspective.
Yeah. Now, his algorithm and
now
shit.
Now it's all good, bro. Now it's
man, now it's nice. And then before you know it, the babies aren't even real.
That's where it gets better, you know?
It's like, it's not even a real baby. Wait a minute.
You know, I really like it when the babies aren't really like, they're convinced that the milk is coming out, so they start squeezing it themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and they start massaging the titty so there'll be more milk.
Really?
Yes. Those are the best.
My goodness, they're pros, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
That's what makes me believe that humans just, we have a propensity or just a love for titties, man.
You know what? AI can't fuck with that, right?
Exactly.
I don't think they're going to be able to do that.
Man, I heard one time I was at a graduation in UC Santa Barbara. That kid had to be 5 years old, bro. Big fucking kid. And I'm like, and the mom like whipped out a titty and the fucking, and the bleachers and shit, like people surrounding her. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Of course I looked.
Right.
I had to look, but. But yeah, but that was fucking weird. And yeah, or like, you know what annoys me too? Like when people's kids are like pretty old and they still tell you how many months they are. Like, he's like, oh, he's like 52 months. Bitch, he's fucking 4.
Still titty sucking, bro.
52 months. Get the fuck out of here, man. There's a line, bro. There's a line. As much as I love titties, there's a line.
They're must.
So
be
yeah, so like as they get older,
yeah.
At what age do they quit?
I would say about 1.5, but 2. I'll give them 2. 2 years old.
Well, when do you start talking?
At 2.
2.
1.5. 2.
There you go. Once you start talking, the titty has to be put away. I feel. You know what I mean.
And give him back to the dad.
You're like, that's my titty. Well, that's the problem. Yeah. That's the real problem. When they're on the titty, it's not your titty anymore.
No.
It does, belongs to them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You can't even squeeze the titty because the fucking milk will come out.
Right. Then you make a fucking mess.
Like, that's the kid's dinner.
Fucking kids giving you the side eye and shit. Motherfucker.
Stop spilling my food.
Have you noticed that the kids, once they give given one titty, they take out the other titty?
Yeah. No, they know, bro.
They know, bro. Like, they just want to see both titties out. It's fucking awesome, bro.
Because what they do is, like, well, I've seen this on Instagram, so you know it's true. So, no, and they're like sucking on one, and then they're massaging the other one, yeah, like to soothe.
Yeah.
But, you know, but us, I think us as men, we probably do that shit too.
We do that too.
And it's just instilled in us, bro. Yeah, like,
it's instinctual.
Yeah.
I love it, bro. So, I love nature.
Natural instinct. Yeah.
These are the titties that should be on National Geographic.
Hell yeah. You know what?
It's called Pornhub.
Dude, because even sex, like, the ability to have fucking sex is natural instinct.
Yeah.
Like, how else would fucking animals know? Mm-hmm. It's not like they can watch porn or whatever. Like, they just know.
Yeah. They see other animals, right?
Well, I don't know if they'd see them. You don't even have to get them to see another animal fuck. They just know instinctually that that's where your fucking penis goes into that fucking vagina.
Right.
They just know, bro. It's just those things.
Yeah, because I remember my friend had a fucking dog that had never really been around other dogs.
You see some dogs humping other male dogs.
Because there's no females around. Right.
No, there's some females around. They just kind of start humping anything.
It's 2024, bro.
Yeah, man. You got to be a little bit taller.
Like, get off their back.
Yeah. No.
Respect.
Respect.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, all right, all right. Damn. You've been here for an hour and a half.
Yep. That's exactly.
Sounds about right. Oh, good fucking ties, man. You know what, Barlos? I know we were joking earlier, man, but fuck, man, I really hope you don't get deported, you fucking bastard.
Yeah, I hope he does, man.
I know. Because imagine how much it would cost to get him back.
Well, I'm not paying for it.
I'm not doing no GoFundMe.
Yeah, start a GoFundMe, maybe.
Nah, you will just Skype him in. That's it for the radio stuff.
No, we gotta bring him back, man. That's the only way where it's an actual good show.
Put it this way: would you marry Barlow so that he could get full citizenship?
Ah, that's a real also question.
Yeah.
See, this is a problem. These people that come out to inspect the relationship to see if that you're in a real relationship. Uh-huh. They're gonna want to see pictures of us kissing, right?
Right.
And that's just a bridge too far.
Well, we'll use the ones from college.
No.
You're like, yeah, we were a little young here, but
That was experimenting.
When I did that when I was younger, like, they actually expected us to, like, have a relationship. They actually expected us to be romantic and to have stories of us, how we met, and, you know, like, us, you know, kissing. Doing all the relationship type of stuff. Huh. And we just couldn't do it because we were gay.
Or drunk.
Well, yes, I know. But, you know, we had to do it for health insurance reasons, you know? So I don't know if I could do that with Barlow, bro. Like, have you seen Barlow?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a little rough. You know, like, the beard will kind of tickle if you try to kiss him.
Damn, man, but that's your friend.
I know, but I just... If he shaved, maybe that's a different thing.
You know, I always try to picture him shaved.
He probably has like a weak ass chin.
He probably doesn't have a chin.
No. Oh. Man.
Yeah, but that's not you, Jerky.
No, it's not, because I would want him to shave like his whole body.
Damn.
You're gonna have to do like, you see those sheeps?
Oh, yeah.
With the clippers and stuff?
Yeah.
They're going to have to rotate Barlow's over like three times.
What the fuck happened to Barlow's?
Hanging behind that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but that would be fucking crazy, right? That would be a huge ask and shit. If you'd be like, hey, bro, just pretend to be married to
me. You know what? This is a perfect opportunity for Barlow's to take advantage.
Right?
Because he has papers. He could find a girl right now.
Yeah.
That's going to be desperate because they're going to be like, they're going to deport me if I don't get married.
You're right. Yes.
This is a perfect. And you know what? I think we should start looking for, like, single guys and start selling that service.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of women here that, you know, And then also women, you know, there's women that are single. They could contact us and we could do a match. And then, you know, they could pay us for our services.
Sounds good, yeah. Like a finder's fee.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's do it.
Let's make America great again.
That's the fellas. Penny. Oh, man. Great fucking show, man. A good time, like always. You know what? I wanted to give Bombastic a shout out. Give them a shout out. I wanted to give Chicanoish a shout out. Oh, you know who was talking shit? Wonky Kowak Podcast. They're always talking shit. But Jules was fucking pissed that we didn't invite her on the Big Red Bus.
She wouldn't have come anyway.
Well, that's what she said. She's like, well, we live too fucking far anyway, but an invite would have been nice.
Oh, come on. All right, next time, let's invite all of the podcasters that we're friendly
with. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to tell them to get two buses.
Two buses, right? Or a triple decker. They could sit on the third deck.
Dude, that's going to be dangerous.
Yes, of course.
Fucking triple decker. I think somebody can survive a double decker full. A triple decker, you're fucking done.
They straight stressed it right there. Do not stand up, you know, when we're driving. Do not stick your hands out when we're driving.
Can you imagine Jules and even like Pops on the bus with us having a good time, stopping off at all these bars?
You know, it'll be good until like the last stops and when we go to the after party because people black out, man.
Yeah, McTorris blacked out. I don't know if you knew.
I think I did. No, there was a few like of my girl's friends that were like,
they were blacked
out. At the end of the day, and we warned them too. We told them, hey,
pace
you know
yourself.
What? Yeah, pace yourself. Be careful. Don't drink all the time. And, you know, if you're going to drink at the bus stop, you know, when you stop at the bar, if you're way in the back of the line and you get your drink late, you better...
Because you're going to have to shoot it.
It's a guarantee that you're going to have to down that shit.
Yeah.
And then if you're taking shots or anything like that, and then we go out on the bus and they start drinking more, man, you get shit-faced quick.
Yeah, that's when you're in trouble.
And their tolerance is not, like, that high. So, man, I mean, it was a great time, man. It was an awesome time.
Let's just illustrate it for the fans. You get to the parking lot waiting for the bus, right? Yeah. Let's say you get there on time, though. Because McTorris did.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I did not.
You're looking for a shirt.
You're drinking in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're drinking one, you're drinking two.
And it feels like a tailgate.
Yes. And then, like, somebody brings out shots from their freaking...
Yep, yep.
Their trunk, right?
Yep, jerky, thank you.
You're welcome. And then you get into the bus and you sit there and you wait 10 minutes for somebody that's late.
For somebody that's late. And you pop another beer.
Exactly.
Damn.
Right?
So wait, so I'm the one that got you guys drunk?
Exactly.
I wasn't even there.
Fuck. Yeah. No. And then there's 15 to 20 minutes to the first bar.
Yep.
You probably drink another beer while you're...
At least,
While you're on your way. Mm-hmm. Get to the first bar, you're so excited and you don't know what the fuck's in front of you. If you've never been, you're gonna order another drink because it's just fun. By that time you're having a great time and you're talking to people and you're just kind of just going with the flow. And then they say 10 minutes, and you're just like, oh shit, I gotta down my shit.
Yeah, or somebody will come to you like, hey, I got you a drink. You're like, oh shit, what I just finished my beer.
And then
we're about to leave, so you gotta
down
that one.
You gotta fucking down it. That's the part. I think you cracked the fucking code.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then you know, like 10 minutes, you down your shit, you're on your way back into the bus, and you're having a great time. Everyone's yelling at each other. Everyone's talking loud.
Music bumping.
People are everywhere talking to each other, next to each other, getting, like, during the stops, you get up and you go talk to someone else. It's just a good time.
It's a huge... And the thing I like about our bus is that everybody's just friendly, having a good time. Everybody goes for one purpose, which is to have fun and to drink.
And then someone pulls out the fucking hard liquor in pouches.
Yeah.
Oh, that was dangerous.
Hey, bro, try this. Hey, bro, try that. And like, you're just downing shit, bro.
You don't even know what it is.
No, and it's just a good time because everybody's in that mood where, like, it's just a celebration, you know? The first 8 Ask the Fellas listener party, you guys are just getting to know each other. People that have never met you before, they're trying to just impress you a little bit, trying to have a good time. And then you get to the next one.
Yup.
And then guess what? It happens again. All over again.
You get off, make line, get a drink right away. Then there's people buying you drinks.
Somebody hands you a drink because it's your birthday.
Yep.
It's just a fucking mess, right? Again, 10 minutes. Oh, shit. Got to down my drink. And then it happens all. And they just repeat. The history repeats itself so many times.
Right.
And then it's over. And then you get back to the parking lot. And then you see your drunk friend getting into his car and saying, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And then somebody drives for them. But then you get to the the after party.
Yeah. Because the thing is that it ends early. And people still want to party.
Right. Of course. We ended at 5.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, where are we going to go next? So it's somebody that goes, oh, we went to EJ.
EJ's bar. And then there's food. There's plenty of food. We're going to get hooked up. Fine. But there's also alcohol. Yep.
That's the killing.
But it's a good time, though.
It's always a good time.
People are having a great time, having fucking laughs. And imagine Jules there. Imagine Pierre there.
Man.
Imagine Bombtastic there.
Yeah.
My goodness, that would be a great time.
I think Jewel or Pierre will try to drive the bus.
Oh.
They'll be like we're going back to where they're at. They're
in Colorado.
Colorado. Like, can you guys drop me off in Colorado or do I have to take this bitch
Bombtastic
over there?
Is like, you know what? Is there a stop in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, it would have been a hot mess, but it would have been a good time.
It would have been, bro. Yeah. Like, and you know what? Imagine Pops being there. Yeah. And Beans and Buzz and Ryan.
Everybody.
And you know what? And you know what's the beauty of it? That we're all podcasters, so there'll be somebody with a microphone recording all that shit.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. I do not
And then imagine
that.
Everybody playing the same episode on all their podcasts.
Right.
Wow. You know, it'll like the numbers of listening would like double the show.
No, and like Pierre and Jules, they always say on their podcast, they're like, man, everywhere we go, like, we put on a show. Like,
yeah, they do.
You know what I mean? Because they're a two-man show on their – or you think she'll be offended by me saying two-man show?
No.
Okay. So they're a two-man show. You know what I mean? So it's like wherever they go, like, they could just banter or whatever, and it's a show in itself. Nah, they're fucking nuts, man. And yeah, I think everybody would have just kind of contributed. And even, you know – like, even if Chicano Shuffle would have went,
Ramon would have gotten blitzed, bro.
Oh, my God.
There's no way he would have gotten so fucked up that he would have had to be carried out.
I feel like Ramon would be talking to me in Spanish, but if he tell me that straight Mexican Spanish, I'll be like, damn, he'll make me feel white. Be like, better. Yeah.
And every time that Chicano Shuffle has an event, doesn't Fernie get just plastered, too?
Yeah. Well, I think that was the old Fernie. I don't know if this new...
Oh, Fernie 2.0?
Because Fernie's, like, losing weight, and he's into, like, this whole new health shit.
But it's the red bus, though.
Yeah, he would have to get fucked up.
Everybody, man.
You just can't control yourself in that environment.
It's like, what is it, like, Frank the Tank?
Yeah.
You know, once the alcohol touches the lips, that's it, man. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a good time, man.
For sure.
Yeah, but... You know, so next year let's try to push for next year.
All right,
and you know, we'll get feedback.
You know, somehow we need. Look, we sold out in a week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they get sold out quick.
So we're gonna have to reserve seats for all of our podcast friends.
Yeah. I mean, we gotta talk to the bus and see if they could get a
second bus. No, well, they can't.
They sold all their shit.
Yeah, that's their last bus.
That's the last fucking bus.
They only have one bus now.
We're going to have to rent, like, a white van and shit, unmarked.
But we can't. Listen, 100 people showing up to a bar won't work.
Oh, that would be too much.
50 was a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like, it took a while. If you were in the end of the line, it took a while for you to get your drink.
Yep.
So it's just...
Because they weren't expecting that many people.
Right.
They can't have them.
Yeah, I think 50 was the perfect number, even though 50 was a lot. Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll have a lottery.
Yes, there you go.
We'll do a lottery, the golden ticket to get on the bus.
Yep.
And then everybody, you know, of course, all the podcasters will be automatically in.
Yeah.
And then all the listeners, everybody's listeners, you know, from like all the podcasts, you know, we'll just do a raffle and shit. And every podcast gets like 10 tickets, maybe.
There you go.
And then they'll give it to like their faithful ones or whatever.
So, Jules, don't be upset. Just, you know, be happy that it happened.
Don't hate. Congratulate.
We love you, Jules.
We love you, Jules.
Oh, man. Oh, you know who else? Fucking. I hadn't seen her on my feed for a while, but the Lullaby podcast.
Right.
I started seeing her again. And she got nominated for something. Yeah. So congrats to you,
congrats.
Man.
Congrats.
Yeah, over in Canada. I forgot the categories and shit, but
it was the A podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you follow her Yeah, go vote for her. It takes like 2 seconds. You can just kind of click and click her show.
It's not one of those like you have to subscribe and
No, not at all.
I hate those, man.
Yeah, I've tried one of those where it's like, yeah, you try to vote and then
yeah,
they want you to register and shit.
Subscribe,
no, this one you just go and you can vote. As easy peasy.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, right, man. So with that said, what a very good soup.
Yes,
sir. Wait, I didn't say it right.
Yeah, no, you did. You forgot the rhythm.
Oh. With that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
You know, I want to thank everybody for listening. Another episode. Hopefully, we'll have Barlow's if he starts stop being a bitch and not be so scared to come out and play and stuff. But you know, hopefully, we'll have him next week. You know, another good time, good topics, and you know, kind of, you know, we'll see what we'll bring back next week. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, still savoring the Dodger victory, you know, world champs, mm-hmm. You know, and yeah. So with that, fuck the kicker and let's go.
All right, and this week I want to recommend a little fight that's by Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Yes, sir.
Who's Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson is one of those persons that they used to call Iron Mike. Not really sure why. But I'm pretty
Maybe
sure
because
gonna...
he had teeth.
Yes.
Were like...
He had one silver tooth, one iron tooth.
No, it's because that fool was like steel, bro. That's why they would call him Iron Mike.
Man, we're going to find out.
He was like Drago.
For all these kids that don't know who Iron Mike is, they're going to find out this Friday.
You're about to find out.
I hope so.
Oh, my goodness, man. Like,
I hope so.
If he fights as close to how he used to fight.
A fraction.
Holy shit. This guy was devastating, man. Just go back and go see how many fights he had when he was in his youth. And most of those fights didn't pass the fucking first round.
Oh, man, yeah.
This guy was devastating, man.
And you know what? Sometimes he said that he was trying to make the fights go longer, but he just would connect real good. And I think he just, you know, they didn't know how strong he was.
Oh, man, he was one of those people that said, I want to shove your nose past your brain. And that's what I call a fucking fighter, bro. You know, it just wants to just annihilate you. And
that's a killer.
That's what a fighter should be. Nothing like Floyd Mayweather. You know, that just wants to fucking float
just
around.
Just bob and weave.
Yeah, just fucking walk around, fucking dodge bullets and shit, dodge hits and shit. That's not a fucking fight.
Nope.
I want to see a fight. I want to see a fucking gladiator get knocked out. You know, like, that's why I like Mexican fighters so much, because they...
To the death.
Yes, they knew exactly how to fight, to stand there and fucking trade blows.
Just like those Mexican gallos and stuff.
Exactly.
Just go at it.
Yes. So, like, if you guys want something to kind of entertain you this Friday, check out Tyson versus Jake Paul on Netflix.
Hey, is it free?
It's... Well, if you have Netflix.
No, I know, but...
Oh, like, yeah, no, no,
you don't have to pay, like, a...
No.
Oh, really?
Really?
Nah. Yeah,
oh, no. I thought they were going to do, like, some kind of...
That's what I mean. I do see it on the, you know, promoting it, but...
Oh, shit.
I didn't see no price or anything, so I'm like, maybe they're going to hit you with it the day of the fight.
No, there is no price. Yeah, if you have Netflix...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm
sure Netflix is paying a pretty good chunk of money.
I'm pretty sure, bro.
Because
they have been fucking teasing this fight for so fucking long, and they even delayed it.
Yeah.
Supposedly because there was some kind of like intestinal issue that Tyson had. Who knows if it's true or not?
He had a bad burrito. He said, "Oh, shit! Oh, shit!"
But he'll be fine, and I think he'll win this Friday. Any predictions?
You know what? I think Jake is gonna win.
Wow. No faith.
Just because it sells more, and it says Mike Tyson is not going to fight again.
Sure.
So he's going to be like, all right, I'm going to get a bunch of money, and then Jake could go on and see him like, yeah, who else is next? And because he's young. He still has a lot of fights in him.
Sure.
So I think it's just going to be one of those. It's mostly going to be more money-driven than actual fight. Because I think if it's an actual fight, Mike Tyson will rock his ass.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
And see, and part of me is hoping that Mike doesn't sell out like that, man. I was hoping that he'd be like, man, fuck the money. And
so,
he would.
But if you had a chance, would you take $30 million?
I would, but I will never. If I was Mike Tyson, I would never lay it down just to make more money. I think Mike Tyson is more intelligent than anyone gives him credit for.
Oh, I know he is. That's why he'll take the money.
Yeah. No. That's, no. And I really believe that he is really cognizant of his legacy.
I think his legacy is already cemented. I think if he loses here, is way beyond his prime. Is way beyond, like, he's done it all. He has all these titles. He has done all these, has all these awards and everything like that. I think, you know, him taking $30 million or whatever, $40 million or whatever they want to give him, you know, because it's gonna be a lot for him to take a fall.
Sure, but I also feel that his legacy continues on if he is known that he took a fall just for money. I don't think he's all about the money.
But I think that's what in the world we live in, man.
Yeah, but not Tyson. That's what I feel. That's I feel that Tyson has integrity, and I think he loves the sport too much to taint it in that way.
Okay.
Man, I don't know. I just looked up his net worth, $10 million.
$10 million.
That's what I'm telling you.
You can live off $10 million for a long, long time.
Not Tyson.
For him, it's not going to seem like a lot of money.
Like, if you were to look up how much is he going to
make?
Is he going to
make? Let's say they're going to get $30 million or something.
Yeah, just
shit, like,
make. But I'm talking about under the table, where they're going to be like, look, you'll take 30, but if you take a fall, we'll give you an additional whatever. Jake Paul has all this money and all these promoters and everything. They could pay all that shit.
Yeah. You know? I think they're gonna take it to the finish and shit, like, and it's going to be a decision, and they're going to give it – they're either going to go tie or they're going to give it to Tyson. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. How many rounds do they fight?
I think 4 or 5.
Is it?
Is it only... And it's 2-minute rounds, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
So
– yeah, so
– I think the longer it goes, the worse the odds are for Tyson. So, I think Tyson will try to end it as quickly as possible. Really? And 2 minutes is not a long time to knock him out if the guy is running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think maybe Tyson in 2.5, maybe three rounds.
Dude, if Tyson knocks him out, like, that would make my fucking day.
Yeah,
seriously. I don't know why, but it would.
Everybody wants that, dude.
Tyson in 3, bro. How about you,
man? If I'm going for like something that I want, yeah, I would say in 3. Tyson in 3.
I think it's gonna be Jake in 3.
Jake in 3.
Yeah. You think he'll win it?
Yeah, I don't think
he'll take a fall, bro.
I do, man. I think Tyson right now, he's just like right now. I think he's done it all, seen it all, and I think right now he's just. I mean, he's older, and he's not gonna see no big, you know, any like that amount of money anytime soon and stuff like that. I mean, he'll do like shows here and there, but a fight brings in a lot of money, and I think he's gonna be a fool not to take all that money.
But then he's just going to become Mike Tyson, the fool that got knocked out by fucking Jake Paul.
Well, that's cool, though, because he's already at the end. You know, he's done with his career. He's done it. Like he said, he's done it all. He's done everything. I think now it's more like, you know, now I want something to retire with, you know, and if I could get this quick bag real quick, you know, all this money, then he's going to take it.
So I think win or lose, he'll get something.
No, he'll get something, but I'm saying under the table.
Yeah.
For him to take the loss. They'll give him a, you know, a cool, just, another 50 plus or something, or 30
this
plus.
This is fucking like integrity. You know what I mean? Like all the shit that he worked for. And now he's going to be a joke. He's just going to be Mike Tyson. Oh, that fool took a fall.
The thing is that this fight is not like an actual title fight or an actual. This is just a gimmick fight.
Like an exhibition.
Yeah,
or
exactly. But, so it's not like something that's going to define himself and all he's worked with. I think if he was like doing an actual fight and he came back and everything, and I think if he was to, you know, take a fall or something like that, then yeah, like, but this is, you know, it's all hype.
I have faith in Mike Tyson.
Okay.
I have a lot of faith.
All right.
A lot of face.
No. I mean faith. I mean faith, man. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars if it didn't happen. Protect your life.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. To be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4. cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Disculpas, no tienen pelos en la